Good morning and welcome. It is wonderful to be here with you again. Missing 1 week, it makes my heart go long for you all. So I'm very thankful to be back today. As you can see, Pastor Tom is not with us today. He's on a mission trip. No, he's not. He's golfing. So Pastor is away, but that means that the First Lady can play. So we are very glad that she is here today and that all of you have come today as we celebrate God's presence in our hearts and in our lives on this second Sunday of Lent in this holy season. Just a few announcements. You can find information, you may have seen them on the screen, about the upcoming craft show and bake sale, and you can still bring in your items for that, for the baked goods, and BJ can take care of that. If anybody wants to help in any way, we welcome that, and you can see BJ as well. Are there any other announcements that I might have missed or be unaware of today?
I would highlight the flower sign up for Easter in the back.
Flower sign up in the back. That's back there. And if you would like to purchase an Easter flower, please sign up with that. Let us pause just a moment as we come before God formally today in our worship. In this season of Lent, may we become more aware of the presentness of the sacred. Often it is difficult to find. May we find the sacred in one another, in music, and as we give and receive gifts of love. And may we live all of our lives so that others can see this sacred presentness alive in our actions. I invite you to join me in this morning's call to worship. Let us remember what makes the good news so very good. God's love knows no limits.
God's love needs us in this service of worship. We are not alone. This is good news indeed.
Let us worship our compassionate God. And please rise in body or spirit as we sing our first hymn, I Come With My Devotion.
I come with my devotion to
Let us pray together. Merciful God, did we see you hungry and give you something to eat? Did we see you thirsty and give you something to drink? Did we see you alone and offer you compassion? Oh God, we long to be people who love our neighbors with the same overwhelming love that you have for them. But we often let fear get in the way of love. Wash us clean and give us the courage to try again. With hope for a better tomorrow, we pray. Amen. Beloved, part of the good news is that even when we act with judgment, even when we are guided by fear, even when we turn our back on a neighbor in need, God does not turn God's back on us. The good news declaration includes, we are seen, we are forgiven, we are invited to try again. Thanks be to God for this unending love. Invited to say together what we believe. I believe in God the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And let us offer to one another some sign of Christ's peace and love. Peace be with you. Amen, and thank you. It is wonderful to have these voices of angels behind me, and I'm grateful. Also, as you were singing, it occurred to me that someone else who is musically gifted and so wise in the way she chooses our music also apparently has a very beautiful voice, and maybe you've heard it. But I received a text message Sunday night from a woman who I know from the library, and she said, so I was in church today, and the woman next to me had such a gorgeous voice. I could hear it when she would sing the hymns. And so I turned to her after church, and I told her, and guess who it was? Miss Mickey. It was Miss Mickey. So I just thought that was so neat. And I had not realized that you also sing. That's wonderful. Well, I hope that I will get to hear you sing again, because Judy just went on and on the text. So that's wonderful. We are there. There you go. That's right. And I don't have any papers of prayer concerns that were submitted beforehand, but do you have prayer concerns that you would like to lift up with the congregation? Okay. And the beautiful thing about our God is that we know God knows our concerns before we even lift them up. Let us pray. Jesus of Nazareth, your love for this world is so strong. It's like a jar of perfume broken in a crowded room. It permeates everything it touches. Oh God, we would love to love like that. We long to love you with the same extravagant abundance that the woman with the alabaster jar displayed, but we get in our own way. Holy God, today we pray when it comes to our neighbors, you would give us eyes to see as you see. Give us hands to serve as you serve. Give us arms to hold, feet to go alongside one another on this journey. Hearts of compassion we long for, hearts like yours. Today we lift up to you yet again your children throughout the world, reminding ourselves as you want us to know that we are all your beloved. And so we pray for children in war-torn places, children of all ages, children in Ukraine, children in Sudan, children in Iran, children right here in your country. We pray for those who need some extra protection and love today. God, do not let our love just stop with our neighbor. When we pass a field of purple, when we see a beautiful sunrise and sunset, remind us to say thank you. When we hear the sound of laughter, remind us that there is good in the world. When music or birdsong moves our soul, remind us that you are always present. In all of these moments, O God, may our hearts naturally turn to you. And may we be the next ones to love boldly, to sing praise, and to say thank you. With gratitude, God, for your tenderness and your mercy, we pray together using the words that Jesus, the one who, by whom we know you best, taught us to pray, saying, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Please rise again in body or spirit as we sing our hymn of meditation, Come Now, You Blessed, Eat at My Table. Please be seated as our ushers come forward to receive this morning's offering.
It only takes a spark to get a fire going. soon those all around can warm up to its glowing. That's how it is with God's love. Once you've experienced it, you spread His love to everyone. You want to pass it on. What a wondrous time is spring, when all the trees are budding, the birds begin to sing, the flowers start their blooming. That's how it is with God's love. Once you've experienced it, you want to sing. It's fresh like spring. You want to pass it on.
God, your love, it never stops flowing. It never stops moving. We are wallowing in your grace. We are swimming in your mercy. We return a portion of the gifts you've given to us, and may they be used for the good of all of your creation.
Today's reading is Luke 7:36 to 50. One of the Pharisees asked Jesus to eat with him, and when he went into the Pharisee's house, he reclined to dine. And a woman in the city, who was a sinner, having learned that he was eating in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster jar of ointment. She stood behind him at his feet, weeping, and began to bathe his feet with her tears, and to dry them with her hair, kissing his feet and anointing them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw it, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what kind of woman this is who is touching him, that she is a sinner." Jesus spoke up and said to him, "Simon, I have something to say to you." "Teacher," he replied, "speak." A certain moneylender had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. When they could not pay, he canceled the debts for both of them. "Now which of them will love him more?" Simon answered, "I suppose the one for whom he canceled the greater debt." And Jesus said to him, "You have judged rightly." Then turning towards the woman, he said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has bathed my feet with her tears and dried them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but from the time I came in, she has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven. Hence, she has shown great love. But the one to whom little is forgiven loves little." Then he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." But those who were at the table with him began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" But he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." This is the reading of the word.
Thank you so much, Lynn, for your beautiful gift of music and for the scripture. Thank you. Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I think you probably all experienced this. Have you ever, well, you know the phrase, it seemed like a good idea at the time, right? And you've experienced it, you have a thought, you think it'll be great, sounds like the right thing to do, like maybe trying to save a little money by fixing your own brakes. Seems like a good idea at the time, maybe not. You really think that, you know, I can do this. I will follow the YouTube video. I will cut my hair exactly the way they are cutting their hair, and it's going to work out. Yeah. Seemed like a good idea at the time. And I think that's what happened to Simon the Pharisee in our story today. You have to feel for him. He thought, you know what? I'm going to throw a dinner party. And I'm going to invite Jesus. Now, it's true. The Pharisees, they are the subject of a lot of bad press. They do some awful things. They're out to get Jesus, many of them. But we don't know. Not all Pharisees were out to get Jesus. And we don't really know if Simon was one of those. Maybe he did just invite Jesus so he and his friends could watch him very closely and then condemn him. Or maybe he invited him genuinely because he thought, I want to get to know this guy. Which again brings us to the thought that maybe you can put yourself in his shoes. When you're making a guest list, inviting somebody for the first time, you don't know how it's going to go. You don't know what it's going to be like. After you find out, you're making a guest list and you think, well, if we invite Tom and Audrey Clifton, then you know they're going to bring Ingrid. And she doesn't shut up. So, you know, I mean, you know, this one's coming if that one's coming. And that's what happened here. That's just one of the things that happened here. Simon didn't consider that if he invited Jesus into his home, Jesus' people are going to turn up too. Jesus was just that kind of man. And Jesus' people, they weren't everybody's people. But Jesus comes to the party. And here this sinful woman comes in. She just comes right in. And then she starts making a fool out of herself. She starts washing his feet with her tears, drying his feet with her hair, and then she starts kissing him. And not only is she kissing him, but she's kissing his feet. That sounds, well, I don't know how that sounds to you. But if it sounds bad to us now, in the ancient world, it was even worse because a free person, this woman, never washed the feet of another free person. She has gone way overboard. There are a few times recorded in the ancient world when this did happen, when a free person washed the feet of another free person. One is, we will see on Maundy Thursday. But there are a few times, and what that means, it is a profound expression of complete devotion. It's so rare that it's just really not done. And then there's Jesus. He's just letting her do it. He seems to be enjoying it, and poor Simon, he's not going to say it out loud, be too scandalous to point out, but we read that he thinks to himself, what is going on here? If he's a prophet, he knows who this woman is and what she's done. He's just... And maybe before he can even finish his thought, Jesus is saying, you know what, Simon? I got to tell you a story. And Simon, I wonder if he paused and thought, how did Jesus, was I thinking out loud? And so Jesus tells the parable about two people in debt. And he actually explains it. And the bottom line is she, this woman you say is sinful, she loves me more than you do. And Jesus continues to drive the point home. You haven't even given me water to wash my feet. She's washed them with her tears, dried them with her hair. You didn't anoint me with oil. She spared no expense and poured perfume. You haven't kissed me at all, and she hasn't stopped kissing me when, as soon as she got here. And Simon is regretting this whole let's have a party. Jesus is extra, and it means something big when Jesus was invited to this party. And it's that way for us. When we decide to invite Jesus into our lives, it's a challenge. It's a beautiful challenge. And we face it every day. But did we really know what it would mean, what we were getting into, who we were also inviting when we decided to invite Jesus in? We know it means turning the other cheek and forgiving and giving our allegiance only to God. It means loving our enemies. And it means welcoming those who aren't welcome anywhere else. Why do we do this? Why do we try? I think we can see why in the response of this woman. Because that extraness of Jesus, it's also extended to us. So that when we do turn our back on a stranger, when we do go along to get along, even when it flies in the face of God's way of love, guess what? We are also already forgiven. We are also already gifted God's mercy and tenderness so that we can try again. And this woman, she must have understood that. And she couldn't stop thanking Jesus with her whole person and showing her complete devotion. I wonder what happened to this woman. And I wonder what happened to Simon after this dinner party. Do we think that this woman went and sinned no more? Do we think that after this she led a perfect life? Probably not. I don't know anyone who has. But even as she went, she was changed because she knew that no matter what, she was released from her sins. That there was nothing that could stop God from loving her. And we don't know what happened to Simon, our party host, but maybe the same thing. Maybe. I hope so. I hope that's true for every one of us. And I hope that because that's what Jesus of Nazareth, this man with a strange entourage, that's what he wanted when he moved in this world. That's what he tried to show and to teach, because that's what God wants for us. Because that's the only way that if we know this, if we know that we and everyone is loved, and if we try to express that full devotion, not by sitting in a church or a temple all the time and saying words, praise you, thank you, praise you, thank you, but by in our actions to one another. That is the only way. If we want this for ourselves and we want this for even our enemies, that is when the least of these will not be hungry anymore, will not be naked or thirsty or in prison. That's when we won't take up weapons against one another. That is when we won't be divided. And we might say, well, that's not going to happen here. But yet we pray for it all the time. We prayed for it today, that the kingdom would come here on earth as it is in heaven. And may it be so. Amen. And we prepare to come to the table. And as we do, let us rise in body or spirit and sing together verses 1, 2, and 3 of Come to the Table of Grace. Come to this table. This is God's table. And even if you are not feeling particularly full of grace or peace or love, even if you haven't recently been an agent of grace or peace or love, I don't know how much I have this week. You are welcome no matter where you are on your faith journey. This is God's table.
Please be seated.
Let us pray together.
In the 40 days of Lent, we remember the love made manifest in the birth, life, and death of Jesus of Nazareth. In his healing acts and radical teachings, we recall the words he spoke to call forth love, care, and respect for one another. We are grateful for this assurance of love amidst human betrayal, care amidst hatred, respect amidst oppression. And so with Elizabeth who prophesied your birth, Martha who confessed you as the anointed one, and James and John who sought to follow in your way, we offer our praise and our thanks. We pray, O God, that we would know that here at this table, we are part of your living tradition. And we remember that living tradition after a long journey among friends gathered around a table long ago. Jesus took bread, and after a blessing, he broke it. This is my body, he said, broken. Take this bread, and every time you do, remember what I have done. After supper long ago, that same night, Jesus took the wine. He poured it out, and as he blessed it, gave it to his disciples, saying, this is the cup of the new covenant. Shed my blood for you and for all. Every time you drink of this, do so remembering me. In the breaking of the bread and the sharing of the cup, may all of us know God's continued presence. May the gathering of this community of faith be comforted and challenged during this Lenten season. And may people see in us the courage and the generosity that characterize the life of Jesus. Let us share this holy meal together. Thank you. body of Christ, broken for a broken world. Let's take it together in thanks. Liberation shed for the world. Let us drink this together in thanks. Please pray with me. May we who have been fed show our gratitude in the world. May we move as Jesus did, joining the Holy Spirit in holy work, which binds us all together in love. Amen. And may God's people say, amen. Please rise and water your spirit as we sing together our concluding hymn, Something New.
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you, all those whom you love, and all those who erroneously believe that no one loves them. Today, this night, and throughout all eternity. Amen.